I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. William Cullen Bryant, the 19th century American poet and longtime editor of the New York Evening Post, once said, "Remorse is virtue's root. Its fair increase are roots of innocence and blessedness." Surely all of us can recall misdeeds from our youth, those painful memories of our missteps and insensitivities toward others. True maturation, it seems, occurs when we are able to acknowledge our blunders and learn from them. And this is the stuff of Brian Chanley's poignant reflections in this encore essay.
In the 1970s in my high school, Wally and David were both unique young men, excellent students, actively involved with our school, funny and sincerely well-liked. And both were gay. Wally was our class president. David, as well-rounded as they come. Wally was prone to laughing before finishing his own jokes, with a beyond-his-years vocabulary that left me nodding fraudulently, as if I knew what he was talking about. David was a Ralph Lauren model in waiting, an accomplished swimmer and National Honor Society member. He was the envy of all of us cookie-cutter guys, because he was always surrounded by girls, and with good reason. He was kind, compassionate, and a great listener. He played two sports, shared our locker rooms, and was nothing but a competitive, supportive teammate. I never remember a cruel word from either him or Wally. They played fair. I didn't. In my circle of friends, we all had nicknames, some funny, others not so much. Wally's was Wally the Q, and David's was Gavid. Clever young men, weren't we? I can honestly say we meant no harm. We liked them. We hung out with them. But words matter. They always do. I believe David and Wally survived high school because of who they were. Both continued on with successful academic and social lives. And both died of AIDS when it was an even lonelier, more stigmatized death. David died in Florida in the sweet care of his sisters. Wally's remains lie in a Pawtucket cemetery under the inscription, "Adored for his kindness and wit." I believe high school in the 1970s was tough, but I believe it's worse today. I can only imagine the force generated by the speed, pervasiveness, and anonymity of today's social media tools, or should I call them weapons. Lucky kids, the cold shadow of high school loneliness can now follow them right into their own bedrooms. In the 1970s, I was a young, ill-informed, insensitive, and probably a little scared high schooler doing my personal best to dodge the boy pack that roamed both the halls of my high school and the inside of my head. Wally and David deserved better fates. You would have liked them. They truly were some of God's better gifts. I believe the pain caused from hurting another often finds a home in our own hearts. Payback, if not justice. I am still haunted by the way I treated the innocent. I know words matter. Choose carefully.
Brian Chanley grew up in Attleboro, Massachusetts, attended Providence College and for graduate school, Salve Regina University, where he was assistant athletic director and men's tennis coach before assuming his current position of associate dean of admissions. Chanley lives with his wife and son in Newport. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.